I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Hillary is crooked, Trump is a joke, embrace it. Listen as Trevor Noah and Daisy Liddick talk about Trump's speech on fighting ISIS. Bill Maher tells us how Hillary should respond to the theories that she's a serial killer with a body count of 90. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Republican presidential nominee and scrubby side of the sponge, Donald Trump, he gave a major foreign policy speech on his plan to defeat ISIS, which was surprising because up until yesterday, Donald said he was going to defeat ISIS. He just wouldn't tell us how.
I have a great plan. It's going to be great. Well, what is it? I'd rather not say I want to be unpredictable.
I have a simple message for them. Their days are numbered. I won't tell them where. And I won't tell them how.
This guy's a joke. He's talking about fighting terrorism like it's a game of peekaboo. Where are you?
Try as I might, I cannot make my brain work like a Trump voter. Maybe it's my mother not drinking when she was pregnant, but...
Now, real quick, to break down Trump's speech. 25% of the speech was him telling us about stuff he'd do, and the rest was basically player-hating every single foreign policy decision the U.S. has made over the past 15 years. So for more on these facts, we turn to our own Desi Liddick with What the Actual Facts.
Trevor, Donald Trump's speech was all about fighting terrorism, which he sees as the nation's third greatest threat, right behind the news media and a gentle breeze.
Hillary has to own all the nasty things the haters say and run as the notorious HRC. I mean, why not? For a quarter of a century, Republicans have been creating this incredible supervillain named Hillary Clinton, who is a serial killer and a traitor, a terrorist mastermind, a sex-addicted lesbian. And we found out last week from Dr. Ben Carson, oh yes, he said it, a devil worshiper. Nobody could accuse this Hillary of being low energy. She's a combination of Lady Macbeth, Cruella de Vil, and Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
With one of Trump's favorite claims about his superior foreign policy judgment.
I was an opponent of the Iraq war from the beginning.
That's a lie. To the extent that Donald Trump cared about Iraq, in the beginning he supported the war, as he told Howard Stern at the time.
So you for invading Iraq?
Yeah, I guess so. I wish the first time it was done correctly.
That's right. Trump was asked if he was for invading Iraq, and he replied, yeah, I guess so. Which, incidentally, is also Trump's go-to wedding vow.
You know, there actually used to be a website called the Clinton Body Count, which ran a tally of the people that Hillary and Bill had secretly killed. It was over 90 people. She should demand it be brought back and say, stop lying about my record. I've killed way more than that. When Donald Trump gets mad at somebody, he sends out a mean girl tweet in the middle of the night. That's cute. Here's me killing Bin Laden.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.